Well, I've been watching her off and on for years. I don't know why she hadn't been on until now, but we got Shannon Joy with us till the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to hit Agenda 2030, banning the air conditioners, all the insanity. It's all coming out while the elites have huge super yachts and, you know, all the rest of it. That's coming up. Your phone calls in the last hour and a half as well. We'll get the number out before she leaves us. So, Shannon, some stations don't carry this five, but we'll join everybody in about 5 minutes. But getting into big picture here, just in theoretically, I agree with you. The rallying point is big tech, is these data centers. It transcends the left and right. It's a true populist rebellion. So Homeland Security saying, oh, terrorists are going to attack the data centers, right-wingers, left-wingers. This whole new FBI bust that turns out it's a bunch of guys in their basement. It's all about attacks on big tech. They're clearly trying to set it up where big tech's the victim when they steamroll us in the future.
Well, certainly. I mean, labeling average Americans, grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads as, you know, domestic terrorists for opposing a data center, for opposing liability protections for AI companies and tech companies. This is all to really suppress what I think that they see as a very dangerous grass move, grassroots bottom-up movement. And so, you know, I think that there is a place in the future. I mean, I'm not a Luddite. I don't dislike technology. I think technology could be useful. I think AI can be useful in certain areas. But I think that this idea of technocracy, unfettered techno-feudalism, technocracy and technology used to suppress human flourishing and suppress human beings themselves is something that everyone is going to be able to rally against. And I can see a future where, you know, humans put technology in its place. And what we certainly can't do, though, is allow an unelected cabal of transhumanist, anti-God technocrats come in, seize our government, seize the mechanisms of our governance, establish for themselves liability protections and total control, hand themselves billions of dollars in subsidies and sweetheart government contracts, and essentially crush our God-given fundamental natural rights and our constitution and our economies. Like, that's not okay. I have three kids. I love them. They need liberty.
You're totally right. And they're literally taking control of human development. Force-directed evolution is the term they use.
100%. Well, and this is where COVID comes in. This is why, you know, I was hollering at the top of my lungs during the primaries of 2024 between Governor DeSantis and Donald Trump, because there is the element of, you know, culling human populations. What they did to us during COVID lockdowns, with the lockdowns, Operation Warp Speed, the military countermeasures, which essentially establishes that the government can seize your body, inject you with anything they want, place you in a quarantine camp indefinitely if there is a declaration of a health emergency. And at the time of that primary, everything was still in place. Donald Trump did not feel bad about locking us down in the first place or rolling out Operation Warp Speed. He loved his vaccination. And, you know, that military aspect of health emergencies and lockdowns essentially was allowed to persist because we reelected Donald Trump. We essentially
and it was
said,
the same
well,
propaganda from Australia to Europe to the UK to Canada. The Pentagon, all the militaries ran, quote, psyops to, quote, terrorize headlines. Years later, we terrorized the public into accepting it.
That was it. That's all still in place. The PREP Act is still in place. The emergency declaration, the executive order, still in place. The HHS declaration of a COVID health emergency is still in place. The mechanism of this, all of the mechanisms of force governmental, and that is pure totalitarian dictatorship fashist stuff. I mean,
you're right, Shannon Joy. Wow, what a smart lady. Where has she been? We should have had her on years ago. Shannon Joy's on fire. Back in 60 seconds. Share the live feeds now. Share the feeds.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The InfoWar continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Number three right now. Before our guest leaves us in about 25 minutes, I'll give the number out to cover any issues we've already covered, any issue you want to cover. It's wide open phones. I'm going to take first-time callers today so you get a chance to join us. And I got a bunch of news after she goes. It all ties together, the dehumanization, the technocracy, the globalist, the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset. Now, for people that just joined us, some stations don't care that last five. You were getting into Trump going along with the lockdowns. Then when the public turned against it, he turned against it. Then why did he bring in RFK Jr., who has gotten a lot done, more than I thought they would let him? But at the same time, it's very paradoxical and schizophrenic. And then you have Hegseth telling the military, no more force shots, no more experimental shots, come back, and we'll give you $10,000 or whatever. Even though they ruined all these careers, hundreds of thousands of nurses and doctors got kicked out, and violates the Nuremberg Code against informed consent. Google releasing with Bill Gates all these mosquitoes that are loaded up with GMO. That is violates the Nuremberg Code. It's punishable by death. And now they're bringing an experimental flu shot and an mRNA version as well and saying it's compulsory for the military. So now they're going back on what they said. What do you think the game is there from Trump? Act like he's on our side and then stab us in the back? Or is it the bureaucracy or what's going on there?
Well, you know, I don't think that Donald Trump ever really acted as if he was on our side. I mean, he is on record multiple times, dozens of times, saying that Operation Warp Speed was the highlight of his administration, one of the things that he was most proud of. The injection of hundreds of millions of Americans, babies, pregnant mothers with experimental mRNA technologies, which we now know has maimed or killed tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. He's never, ever felt bad for that. He's never apologized for that. He's never acknowledged it. He's proud of it. So I think bringing Bobby Kennedy Jr. into his administration at HHS was really an attempt to completely suppress the medical freedom movement. It was bring in our guy, our champion, and dump him into the bureaucracy where we know he will not get anything done in terms of truth about what was done to us. I mean, the government committed democide against the American people during Trump's administration and Biden's administration. Let's just be frank about what was done to us in those years. Two presidencies, both political parties, and we have never had a reckoning for that. And so I think the mission was to suppress and absolutely divide and crush the medical freedom movement, rename it to be MAHA, focus on food and air and water, anything but the shots, anything but the liability protection that is baked into the cake for pharmaceutical companies. No discussion about the COVID kill protocols, where hospitals were awarded hundreds of millions of dollars to kill patients on COVID floors by issuing, you know, remdesivir, then ventilator, then death, among other things. They were paid to do that. They were paid to inject and force inject. And now we have even the good things, the marginal things. You said that, you know, RFK has been able to accomplish some things, very little from my perspective, not the important things. He's tinkered on the periphery, but even the good things that they've accomplished at HHS are now being rolled back. So they are now reinstating military requirements for COVID mRNA shots, as you just mentioned. They're building, not only are they not getting rid of liability protection for pharmaceutical companies structurally in the law and within the PrEP Act, they're expanding liability protections to other industries. So the chemical people came in and said, why do the pharma people get liability protections? We want that too. So they gave it to Big Chem. And then the AI companies came in and said, why don't we get liability protection like the pharma companies? We
and
want
then
that
the Supreme
too.
Court has been backing all of that, showing its establishment. And then, and Trump, when he was president-elect, Congress tried to pass a law to give them total liability protection above the law, only a few select companies, which is discriminatory, period. Now he's done an executive order. Now he's threatening the EU and others. If you sanction our companies, I'll do 100% tariffs on you. But he won't do that with the EU trying to censor American companies and people. In fact, he's not protecting Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. Elon's not on this AI board. I'm not defending Elon. Did say, hey, Trump's in the Epstein list, and look completely freaked out. And, you know, reading all that, mm-hmm. and I've actually looked, sure, he's getting some contracts. At first, he didn't get his NASA guy. Later, he did. It seems like he kind of threw a fit, got kicked out, kind of came back. And you know, they met at the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service and kind of got back together. But I'm not defending Musk. I'm trying to figure out what's going on, but there's definitely something there.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of fake fighting happening. I think Trump fake fights with BB. He fake fights with Elon. Elon doesn't need government subsidies. Elon stole about $1 trillion worth of the American people's private data through Doge. I mean, it was astounding what he stole from the U.S. government when he was given free access on the weekends to go in and siphon up Department of Treasury, Department of Social Security, HHS.
You know, that's what the left said, but he had the Treasury head say when they were scanning it to compare names. I mean, they now admit over a million are getting Obamacare that don't even have Social Security numbers, but they're mostly illegal aliens. I mean, Trump kicked him out because I think he was doing too good at Doge. That's one area. I heard the left say I saw the preacher say, we ought to kill Musk. He stole your Social Security numbers. He's going to steal your money. What is the proof that he stole all this data?
Well, I would direct your audience. Naomi Wolf did an absolutely killer report
on the coup
de Doge. And I had her on my show multiple times when that was happening. Also, great reporting from Debbie Lerman, who wrote a series of reports. These are independents, so they're not left lib leaning. They're independent. Sasha Latapova, Due Diligence and Art, also phenomenal reporting on what went down with Doge. And so I have to go back into my memory. It's been a while since I reported on it, so I don't have like all of the dirty details, but it was dirty. It was dirty. And, you know, just because the left screams about it, even if it's from bad faith, right? They just hate Trump. So they're going to look for anything that they possibly can to annihilate this administration because they hate him from a partisan perspective. But just because they dislike him doesn't mean that that reporting isn't truthful. And that's
sure. What I'm saying is it stealing data to be authorized by the Treasury looking for fraud to scan the data and compare it in databases? And I know they're using Palantir for that, too. They use Palantir for ICE. All these cities like Denver wouldn't let ICE into the federally funded license plate reading cameras. I'm against those to begin with because it's Big Brother.
Yeah.
But if it's already there, notice they won't use it for crime fighting. They just use it for control.
Right. First of all, there has been no efficiency. So Doge was a complete failure from the outset. There are no efficiencies here. The government is more bloated.
What do you think Elon's real mission? Let's just say your worst things are true. Speculating. Well, what was it about then?
I think that there's a good chance that Elon and Thiel and the PayPal mafia, Silicon Valley movers and shakers, the techno fascists, they are secretly building a parallel government. I think that has a lot to do with what is underneath the ballroom. I think it has a lot to do with taking over those systems. I think that, I mean, if you look at the platform of technocracy, it's essentially anti-democracy, it's anti-constitution, and it's anti-U.S. government. They want AI and an elite group of technologists to run everything.
Well, I don't think you're right. I know you're right. And that was my assessment, was not endorsing Palantir. I've been following it for 10 years. they came to Trump and said, we can map all this other big tech, their AI, their control. Google, Microsoft, right. All of them already have predictive stuff, just like Palantir. They don't want the politicians to know about it. I mean, Google, even 2 years ago, was still in front of Congress. The congressman was like, my granddaughter says you can follow where I go. This is a GPS tracker. They go, no, sir, it's not a GPS tracker because it's cell towers triangulating their GPS tracker. And they go, and sir, the Google doesn't watch you. No, it's the geospatial center of the government that Google has access to. So they play these games. So they like Congress going, how's this thing work? What's this do? They don't like Palantir. And I'm not even defending this because it's trying to come in to be the one ring in the darkness behind them.
Well, right. But so you had one situation where these massive tech companies were scooping up data. But at least in that situation, it wasn't the government. And at least Americans had to give consent. Right. You have to sign all of the you know, in any of these tech companies, you have to at some point acknowledge that they're going to take your data and they're going to store your data. And everyone kind of does. We probably shouldn't. Right. But, you know, Palantir took it to the next level. This is now government seizure of your data. This is now, we're talking about drone technology and surveillance, 24/7 mass surveillance, cameras
and
everywhere.
Liability protection for select big tech companies to do whatever they want.
Right. And it's the government. Okay. So it's this unholy alliance of big tech, big corporate with big government, which is why I call it tech fascism. I don't call it technocracy because that sounds too nice. We need to correctly identify what we are dealing with here.
And you talk about how the data center victories all over the country getting them restricted, they can't just run over us, is a rallying point. Let's talk about what we need to do, 100%. Starting with the databases, the data centers. I know you were trying to get into that.
Yeah. I think step number one, I would encourage every American to reevaluate your party, whether it's Democrat or Republican. The people who are in Washington, D.C., like, are they working for the American people or are they bought by special interests or are they puppets for a darker interest that is actually running things? And I think Democrats need to do that. And I think Republicans need to do that. I think we also need to start thinking about what do we agree on? Where are the areas that we can agree with one another in terms of the Constitution? As I've shed kind of, I renounced my Republican card about 10 years ago, and I've been on an island ever since. Democrats don't like me and Republicans don't like me. But through COVID, I was able to meet many Democrats who love the Constitution. They love freedom and liberty, and they're not.
And a lot of them voted for Trump, thinking that he was going to be different.
Exactly. And so there's a lot of common ground among Americans. Most people, Alex, want to be left the hell alone. We want to pursue happiness. We want to be free. We don't want the government all up in our business. We don't want to be locked down or forced jabbed. Like, these are very basic things. We don't want our government stealing from us, printing money, the hidden tax of inflation, engaging in corporate cronyism. We want transparency. So I think that you start there. Start questioning the two-party political paradigm. And then I advocate for my audience to get involved at the local level, to begin to pay attention at the zoning board meetings and the school board meetings and, who's running for mayor, who's running for town board. That infrastructure, as Americans wake up, it's going to be much harder for them to shut us down if we have millions of Americans who are organized across this country.
And the globalists admit they spend most of their money local. Something like 47% of races in the country are unopposed. No one's even running for county commissioner or city council or mayor or water board. The power is there. And sure, people are like, well, it doesn't pay much. Yeah. That's what service is about. You better engage time and energy to being in charge through our system or somebody's going to make you a slave.
Right.
That Thomas Jefferson said, we don't want a bunch of lawyers. We want farmers and engineers and sailors and people that know how to do stuff. And you don't want to go to Washington for a few years. You don't want to go to the legislature. You better do it. It's called service.
Absolutely. And I will tell you, every scary, scary conspiratorial evil plan, whether it's Agenda 2020 or Agenda 2030 or something they hatch up at the World Economic Forum, they have all these plans, all these white papers, all these things that they want to do to us, all types of horrible suppressions of liberty and humanity that they would like to deploy. Those plans mean nothing if they cannot implement them at the local level. At some point, there has to be a granular implementation of the flock cameras and the solar panels and the data centers and all of these things. Like, that's the inflection point. That's the moment where all of those meetings and all of those agenda items, the millions of dollars that they have invested in the psyops and buying up both political parties, it all comes to a head when they try to implement. We saw this with Common Core. We saw this with the Tea Party. We saw this with the lockdowns. At some point, there had to be lockdowns implemented at the local level, and they failed in large parts to do that across the country.
You know, and that's why I went in Barton Springs and with hundreds of people and crashed it. Yeah. That's why I went to the parks.
Yep.
And at first, the Latin media said, no one closed the park. It's fake, even though it was really closed. At first, they wouldn't even admit it was real, though it was in articles they closed it, but their psyop didn't work. So what you're saying about, and it's the same thing I say, let's put them back on screen. And notice they use Lord of the Rings analogies for all their companies. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all and in the darkness bind them. And the main reason you see the rest of the corporate big tech going after Palantir is because it's not defending Palantir. I'm stating what it is. It's because it is advertising to Trump to give him the master ring. And in truth, big tech has already set it up and has just not been bragging about it and is mad that Palantir is being more honest and trying to bring the government in when really government had become subsidiary to a great extent.
Maybe. I mean, I think you give a little too much credit to Palantir, but I get we're going to disagree on that. I think that Palantir is the could likely be one of the most powerful entities in the face of the planet now.
No. You're missing what I'm saying. You're not hearing what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure you followed this in the last, when Trump was even in office and then when he was out, they came to him. I mean, you know, Google wouldn't do its AI for weapons and all that with the Pentagon. They came and said, we will.
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah.
What I'm getting at is, they're coming in as the master control, but I'm saying I've studied it. Microsoft, Oracle, they've all got stuff just as advanced. They're just not advertising because they're using it for their corporations. They don't even want government to know this exists. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, no, I think they're all involved. They're all engaged in this in their own way, and I think that they all align with each other in certain ways, too. They see this as the next horizon for humanity, only it doesn't have humans.
What do you think about his fight with Sam Altman, Musk?
I didn't pay attention to it. I think that these guys are fake fighting. I think they're all on the list. What is Peter Thiel's like new super secret Bilderberger meeting that they all go to where they talk about sex cults and building a cult. Did you see that? I want to say that they're all on the list.
Yeah,
it's dialogue.
Yeah, dialogue.
Did you hear about
that? They're going to be meeting in Ireland.
Yeah. I think Elon's on the list. Sam Altman's on the list. I mean, I think they might really fight or fake fight. I mean, I do think, listen, everything is up for grabs right now, right? Whatever the new world order is, it's going to go to someone and people are going to be winners
in my experience studying it from the highest level to the lowest level. These globalists, they agree in generalities, but they're all fighting to build the ring. They all think they're going to get it. They all hate each other.
That's good for us. That's good for the little people, right? So they're all pushing towards the same agenda. So they are on the same team, but they all want to dominate what that agenda is. So they're going to battle with each other. This is where the little people, this is where we have our opportunity because they're going to have to drop the mask. Everyone's going to have to drop the mask at some point. And every time that they do, you have a new round of people waking up and you have resistance at that local level.
And here's an example. Everywhere I go in Austin now, at all the parks and even private neighborhoods, they put up signs saying, scan your QR code, pay to park. I just ignore it everywhere. And most people ignore it. You have to ignore the lockdowns. You have to ignore the technocracy. You have to shut any restaurant that tries to make you scan a QR code. Shut any restaurant that won't take cash. We still have the power, but we have to use it now.
Absolutely. That's it. Everything, but they're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at us. We throw everything but the kitchen sink at them. Civil disobedience, peaceful noncompliance, refusal to obey unjust laws, massive organization at the local level.
I love the people at the 15-minute cities cutting down all the license plate reading taxation cameras in the UK.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And, you know, get back into nature. They want us sucked into our screens. They want us on those black screens as much as humanly possible. Every time you're on any social media platform, on any device, they are surveilling you. They are also influencing you and sucking out your humanity. So I tell my kids, you know, get outside, get in the sun, feet on the ground, face in the air, like be as human as you possibly can. Develop those human connections.
That's right. Think of a phone as an alien face sucker. And when you use it it has a lot of great things about it. And I still use it as a tool, but I go out to dinner. I go out. and I don't sit there and pull it out other than maybe take a photo or two of some beautiful sunset,
right,
the more you can control it, the less it's controlling you.
Yeah, no, I've had to really train myself. I have rules for myself now, Alex, about the time that I use my phone. I mean, on Fridays, I turn it off. On the weekends, I look at it as little as possible. I put the ringer on. If someone wants to get a hold of me, they can call me. And you're spot on about the cash, too. Use it. Use it. It's a currency. And the more people use cash, like the real stuff, not the fake, you know, money that they print, you know, fiat, but like those real dollar bills, you know, from my perspective, I'm in land, you know, because we know that the big financial whatever is coming.
Very smart.
You and I didn't even have a chance, yeah, to get here. But I love land. I love cash. I love gold and silver. I love things that are physical. I do have a little money in stock market. But, you know, I think people just get out of debt, diversify out of some of these. You know, I wouldn't personally, this is not, you know, financial advice, but personally, I'd be wary of anything crypto or digital or meme coin, any type of token. I think that's a very, very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great to ride up, but you got to know that at any time they can implode it with the back door. You got to come back soon. You got to co-host sometime. Yeah. I'd love to have you as a guest host. So talk to my producers.
Thank
we love you.
You.
But let me show you this futurism article. AI zillionaires are starting to get scared as the public turns against them. They're building bunkers. They're leaving the U.S. Speaking of Peter Thiel down to Argentina, and they have their PR, the FBI, out saying, oh, the evil American people want to attack us. So they're already lining it up as the Olympian gods against all of the rest of us mere humans. What do you make of that?
Well, yeah, sayonara, get out of here. We don't need you in the country. We can figure this stuff out. And the sooner they leave, the better. Like, we have to fight back against these guys. They want everything. They have God complexes. They're narcissistic, maniacal, God complex, control freak lunatics. And we just have to see them for what they are. I think they have too much power, too much time, and too much money. And they're now using it for evil. So this is going to be ongoing. I think that we probably have another few years of this battle playing out. But we learned what to do during COVID. We learned how 30% of the American people did not get the shots. That was huge. That was uniquely American. It was unlike anything we saw in any other democratic country where they locked their populations down. So we have the building blocks of a massive movement. I think the next great movement is going to be around these data centers and AI and surveillance. And so we just need to keep plugging along, sharing all this great, you know, information and finding our partners, finding people who are in truth spaces. That's why I wanted to come on with you today, Alex, because I know we probably didn't agree for many, many years on the Trump thing, but I think it's really brave that you've now come out. You are calling balls and strikes, and you're telling your audience the truth about the administration, which I know it's hard to do, and I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you. Look, overall, we got a little bit better Supreme Court, a lot better. We got controlled border. We got them to pump the brakes a little bit. Oh, you went off the bus. We're driving 100 miles an hour over a cliff. We'll slow down to 50. I took the slow down to 50 so we had time to build the resistance. I was never naive.
Yep.
It's just now, I mean, Trump didn't do that much insider trading or corruption the first time. This time, it's wall to wall coming up.
Oh.
I mean, it's just...
It's crazy.
So, I mean, I'm just like, whoa, this is like, this is bad. I'll talk to you soon. Amazing job.
Okay.
People can find Shannon Joy on X at Shannon Joy Radio, shannonjoyshow.com.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Great job.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Really smart lady. Very thought-provoking. Andrew, about 95% of what she's saying. I hope she's wrong about the other five. Probably right. We'll be right back with masses of news. Open the phones up and more. Stay with us.
A back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker.
And darker.
And I've told the story. My mother never wants to go on TV, but she did last year. Look, your dad was completely bald. I'm not kidding. And now all this hair is coming in. And hair that was gray started, she showed me at the restaurant. You've seen it. It's coming in brown. It is buy one, get one free until tomorrow night at midnight central at thealexjonesstore.com. You've been on colostrum now 2 months. And we have the very best at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm serious. So, Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products. But this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it really.
You put that on.
Tell us what happened.
I have been on colostrum for about 2 or 3 months. And a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone. After 50, however many years, and my hair is much thicker than it has been, and I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker. Yes, ChatGPT, what it's known to do. Upper respiratory tract infections and symptoms reduction. Attenuation of exercise-induced immune suppression. Antiviral and antibacterial effects. Stopping leaky gut. Support for gastrointestinal disorders, which is the whole body. Enhanced recovery and reduced inflammation. Metabolic health, wound healing, and tissue repair. It is bovine colostrum. It is buy one, get one free at theellenshowstore.com. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Manufacturers, miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got about an hour and a half left in the Alex Jones Show. Stuck with me. And then the great Harrison Smith coming in 3 to 6 p.m. Central. All right, real quick plug here. We have the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, in the fall and winter. We got great hoodies, sweaters, you name it. And there are hundreds and hundreds of hats. And they made a whole bunch of limited edition for America's 250th anniversary. And I got some news on that. They're trying to demoralize us. Come up in a few minutes. I love this hat. I wear this hat out in public. I designed it just in 1776 with a cream white hat with a blue bill. And it's just got two crossed rifle muskets and 1776. It's just redneck deluxe. I absolutely love this hat. There's so many other hats that I just are great designs. I can always tell when one's going to be a hit. Also, Nixon has gotten popular again because people now know the CIA got him out of there. They know he stood up to Israel. So we've got Richard Nixon for president 2028. Those are really popular. That was another one of my cockamamie ideas. And sure enough, you like it too. Those are limited edition, whole line of those. We have the 250th anniversary shirts. There's this particular one that's G.I. Joe style America 76, 250 years with the Betsy Ross flag on the right hand shoulder. That is a really good looking shirt. They're all limited edition, only available for the month of July, June and July. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And here is the big mega sale that we've got going right now. We have the kickoff of summer sale for 3 days, and then it just rolls over the next item. You get buy one, get one free. Well, the methylene blue is not buy one, get one free, though it's discounted. You get our great bovine colostrum, the very best. Buy one, get one free. Also, back in stock, Ultimate Power, Energy Focus, Blood Flow, and Endurance. All these super nutrients in it. Very good natural herbal stimulants. Time-release caffeine. It really is amazing. If you loved Turbo Force, this is even stronger. Basically the same formula, even stronger with some other stuff added. It is amazing. Ultimate Power, Freedom Mango, and there's also Patriot Punch available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And that funds our operations. Also, we sold out of the Gravity Fed filters with the very best, highest rated Gravity Fed filtration system, stainless steel, highest quality, way lower than anybody else that isn't even as good. Another shipment comes in Wednesday. That pre-order shipment's already sold out. So get your order in now if you want it to ship out to you immediately. Then we're going to go off pre-order until the next big shipment comes in. We're just doing pre-order on this one time. We don't normally do that. But if you want to get your order in now, it's about to sell out even before the pre-order at thealexjonesstore.com. And you cannot beat this system. The testing results, third party, are all there. Non-detectable levels, hundreds and hundreds of chemicals and garbage and forever chemicals. The very best systems and the nicest, highest quality stainless steel, thealexjonesstore.com. But get your 1776 hat right now and many others there on the site. So many compliments on this bad boy out in public. I mean, just what is it about it? I don't know. I just knew people would love it. And there you go. It's weird. The marketing plan around here is whatever I think is cool. And it seems to be like you, Tim, to like what I like, too, because I think you're pretty cool. All right. When I put out Endgame, I showed the documents. I showed the UN plans. I showed stuff Judicial Watch had to sue to get. I showed their own statements. Because a lot of times something will be secret, but then they'll also publicly be saying it. And people saw it and were blown away. And then a few years later, I made the Obama deception in 2009. Those films are evergreen. They're free online. And I spend like 30 minutes in the 2.5 hour film, The Obama Deception, showing the documents, showing the statements, showing the official UN passed resolutions, you know, that they passed them to do it, like Agenda 2021, Agenda 2020, two different ones, that they did at Rio de Janeiro in the year 1992. Now, we never passed the treaty, but UNESCO, Bush Sr. put us under it. And all the garbage and all the control and all the electric cars and all the carbon taxes and the Paris Accords and all that came out of Agenda 2020. Then they passed a few years later, Agenda 2030, that kicks in 2025. We're now in 2026. By 2030, post-industrial world, imploding the world economy, planned austerity, no single family homes being built anywhere, 250 square foot coffin apartments, open borders, replacement migration, central bank digital currencies, universal basic income, vaccine passports. It's all in there. And they literally had signs I showed you like 8 years ago when I was at the UN in New York saying, soon there'll be no cities, you'll live in communes. And it shows like these bunkers. So they're selling dystopia to demoralize you and make you give up and accept it. And enforce transgenderism and the corporate ESG scores with the corporations and BlackRock enforcing it all. And you see they closed the last nuclear power plant in Germany. They cut off all the coal power plants. Mercedes can only operate buildings like 6 hours a day. They support the U.S. blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. All of this is there. And they say no space heaters. No one's allowed to have, no new homes can have fireplaces, and we're banning barbecue pits. You see that in Europe, people go, well, I'm not worried about that coming here. And then now San Francisco and other cities are passing laws banning barbecues and banning using your fireplace, and they send green police. Guys, it's at least 14 years old. Go on YouTube and type in Audi ad green police. Now, in Europe and the U.S. and all over, the green police uniforms, no matter where you live, is the same green pants and white shirts or tan shirts. And it shows them arresting people because their hot tub's too hot, arresting them because they have electricity. That is conditioning. And that was like 14 years ago. That's here. China builds 3-4 new coal power plants a week. We shut them down. Trump at least stopped the shutting down of more, but really none have been open. Now they're saying, oh, AI gets coal power plant, but you can't get it. You can't have air conditioning. You can't have a car. Remember Obama, when he left office, did a tour to Latin America, Asia, and Africa, and said, you can't have a car. You can't have kids. You can't have air conditioning. It'll burn the planet up. You can pull those clips up. Just type in It's so old, you got to like click Google Images or something to find the original articles, or go to YouTube, you can find it. Type in, Obama tells Africa, you can't have air conditioning in your car, quote, Earth will burn up. There's video, okay? So they've cut the gas allotment in Germany for old people, pensioners, same thing in the UK, but it costs billions to run the royal palaces. It's about training you to have nothing and having all these social justice warrior leftists controlling you. It's the same system, whether you're in Australia or the U.S., just like COVID, same exact system. So now they come in and you hear about it now. Oh, all these people being arrested now, smuggling Freon across the border for air conditioners because the new systems for the last 20 years don't work right, like the low flush toilets don't work right. At least Trump's good on that, saying no. But in Europe now they're saying, oh, actually the systems that don't use Freon, those aren't good either. You have to remove them. So they're sending green police in Germany and Sweden and France and the UK around pulling them out. And I've got all the articles out of the BBC and London Telegraph, how good it is and how the zoners are coming and making you and finding you take the air conditioner off your house, even if it's been a legal one. Europe's crusade against air conditioning is insane. Big article right there. Air conditioning torn from homes under net zero clampdown. London Telegraph. That's June 29th. That's today. And it's got newscasts of them removing them all over the country. EU Commission headquarters forced to shut down air conditioning amid heat waves, but the elite top floor actually has it, and they all fly around on private jets. So they all fly to private jets to Davos and private jets to Bilderberg and private jets to all, and they have huge, giant yachts. We've got just some B-roll of that while they take away your air conditioners. And they say you can't have beef, and suddenly there's a tick that's infected, that gives you alpha-gal where you can't eat it, makes you sick or can kill you. And then you have the World Economic Forum scientists saying years ago we're going to infect the ticks. And we have whistleblowers and universities admitting Bill Gates is releasing ticks, but he says it's for something else. And now Google's releasing mosquitoes on you. God, if Palantir did that, I'd call for their arrest. I want Google arrested. If Palantir doesn't arrest them. But it's not Palantir, but nobody cares. Oh, if it's ticks by Bill Gates, it's okay. Or if it's mosquitoes from Google, 62 million of them released on Texans, that's all right. Okay, fine. That's my thing on Palantir. Is anytime I go, oh, look, Larry Ellison says they're going to use AI to control all our behavior. Why aren't you talking about Palantir? I am. It's all the same thing. Like, Israel's out of control. Oh, China is too. Oh, why cover for Israel? I'm covering it all. Britain's ordered to remove air conditioning from homes in 40 Celsius heat wave. That's 100 plus degrees, net zero crackdown. Meanwhile, China is trolling everybody. I'll give the number out to call in a moment. Chinese people are trolling Europeans by posting videos on social media showing that their pigs have air conditioning while many Europeans can't because of government rules. China just dropped the ultimate troll on Europe. They're installing full air conditioning and fans for dogs while Brussels lectures everyone to save the planet and sweat it out during the heat wave. Over 1,000 people have died in Europe, hundreds in Paris alone. The dogs are living better than most Europeans. Good, they're training you to be a slave. In its statement on the 175,000 heat deaths annually, the WHO's European region, it says nothing about artificial cooling at all. Instead, citizens are advised to draw the curtains and drink enough water as though it were 1955, even though the buildings aren't built like that. All the old buildings have big windows on both sides of the house. They got screened-in porches. No. You're now supposed to cook inside a high-rise building. Europe's committing suicide for net zero. In the UK, during a historic heat wave with temperatures reaching 40 Celsius, inspectors are forcing homeowners to remove all their air conditioning. We're going to get to that report in a minute. Meanwhile, in France, we agree that people must not suffocate, but French Minister of Ecology rants about air conditioning. Here's the German government saying, no, you can't have air conditioning. It's bad. Overhead shot, please. We've got all of this information. We're going to be getting to it right now. 40 people have drowned in heat wave related deaths in France since Thursday. And it goes on from there. 150,000 die a year or more. Average yearly heat related deaths. Let's go ahead and go to the Chinese trolling everybody with their pigs and dogs having AC. Because pigs need mud to be in or they overheat. Well, they don't have mud slops for them, so they have AC. But you can't have AC. You've got to learn to be austere while Obama, is on a super yacht and in a huge jet flying around. Oh, the water is going to rise by 2017 and flood us all. So they all buy huge oceanfront property at 1 foot above sea level. And, of course, nothing's flooded. Al Gore, Bill Gates, all of them. And there's the Europeans rushing into the stores to buy up all the fans. So let's go ahead and air these back to back. And radio listeners, this is just showing the AC. I got one of those in my garage. And now here's AC for more pigs. Oh, the luxuriation. Pigs will have heart attacks if you got them in 105 degree heat without. Oh, look, the dog has it. Oh. China's got all that good old coal power, but they lobby here in the United States against our coal and against our fracking.
When it comes to greeny stuff, apparently you're not meant to have an air conditioner unless it's the last resort. You're certainly not meant to use it unless it's the last resort. And there are literally inspectors going around in England telling people that they have to take their air cons off of their homes because they're illegal and that they should have ceiling fans instead. I know, they're in a heat wave and they can't have air cons. This is from The Telegraph. Cop a load of this. They report that in one string of cases that was uncovered by The Telegraph, a resident living in North London was forced to permanently remove two aircon units from the back of their home. Planning inspectors working for Camden Council said there was, quote, no justification for the aircon units and that they failed to comply with the local authority's so-called cooling hierarchy. Now, this cooling hierarchy, by the way... is that you have to use every other possible thing before you get the aircon. So in an appeal, the resident was told to open the windows and balcony doors of their first floor flat to ventilate the property.
But it came out, the bureaucracy all over Europe, including the UK, they keep their AC, and the elite floors of the elites keep them, but the lower-level staff, they don't get them. It's always a class system. You don't get to fly commercial. We fly on jets paid for by government. Continue. Let's go back to our British newscast. Go ahead, here it is.
Told to open the windows and balcony doors of their first floor flat to ventilate the property, quote, by natural means. They then said they were concerned about the security, but that was dismissed, and the inspectors said the risk was not as great as those associated with ground floor windows, and that the windows could be shut at night. And the planning document said that the main issue, quote unquote, of concern for inspectors was whether, quote, the need for active cooling is justified with particular regard to local policies on energy. And the Telegraph also has that another resident was ordered to remove three aircon units from their property despite complying with all planning requirements. Camden Council planning inspectors made particular note of the, quote, absence of ceiling fans in their home, even though it was not listed as a requirement. So under these greeny planning rules in the UK, they're now saying that you've got to have either your windows open or ceiling fans before you can even consider putting an air conditioner on your home. And if you do have one, you better only turn it on when it's really darn hot and you've done everything else first. Is this real life? They're going around telling people either before or during a heat wave, take your air conditioners off your property. What?
So here's what's happening. Under the globalist system, feudalism, you don't have air conditioning, you don't eat beef, you can't fly, you don't have a car. France has already banned short flights to nearby cities 2 hours away. It's all about the green police set up under the same UN, ESG, BlackRock, Agenda 2020, 2030 system of the green police to literally take your air conditioning, to ban cows, to cut farming massively, to create starvation, to create famine, to create depopulation, to create control. And here it was 15 years ago, Audi for the Super Bowl ran a green police ad, and they basically implemented this. And around the world, the green police wear similar uniforms to this. It's all standardized, just like the COVID lockdowns, just like the control system. And they admitted the COVID lockdowns were training you for carbon lockdowns. This is their tyranny. They haven't given up on the carbon taxes. They haven't given up on the Paris Accords. Something great Trump has done is devastate all this. But from Canada to Europe to Australia to New Zealand, they're still moving forward with it right now. Here's the Green Police, predictive programming from fiction to reality.
Okay, so it's 3708, okay. Paper plastic.
Plastic.
That's the magic word, what? Green Police. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
Green Police.
Battery. Battery.
Let's go, take the house, come on.
Put the rind down. Sure, that's a compost inversion.
Oh, did you install these bulbs?
Yeah. Tragedy strikes tonight where a man has just been arrested for possession of an incandescent light bulb.
What do you guys think about plastic bottles now?
The water setting is at 105. Yeah.
You got a TDI here?
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
Good afternoon, officers. Back to those styrofoam cups you're drinking from?
Yeah. Gentlemen,
please step out of the car and put them on the hood.
This isn't a joke. It's their admitted plan. This is what's unfolding. Let's go to a piece here dealing with the deaths, with the heat wave in Europe. Then I'm going to go to break and come back with your calls. Got some very powerful stuff that I've held in the last on social engineering with an Army psychological warfare expert. I 100% agree. When you hear him say all this stuff, you've already heard me say it, a lot of it. He brings up some issues I don't bring up, but I'm going to take it to the next level of how to break the conditioning of mind control and how I've done it personally from just a spiritual, organic, street smart way, and how you can transcend this control and go to the next level. That's coming up next hour. Here's the toll-free number to talk about anything I've raised, any subject, any issue you want to get to that I haven't covered. It is wide open phones for first-time callers in the fourth hour today. The number is 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, right there on screen, 512-266-0642. Dial your country access code if you're outside the U.S., 512-266-0642. We could do a 1-800 toll-free, but everybody basically has unlimited now anyways. It doesn't even really matter with the way phones are, so why even do that? 512-266-0642, and your phone calls are coming up. Let's go to the French environmental minister bitching about air conditioning, and then we go to the mass death caused by the heat wave and lack of air conditioning. Here it is.
Je vais vous dire les choses comme je pense.
I will tell you things. I'm horrified by everything I hear. Well, I'm horrified by the people who tell me, ah, but you can put the air conditioning everywhere. Bah, but very well, you will put the air conditioning back it up. Bah, very well, you will put the air conditioning. Bah, very well, we will put the air conditioning everywhere. You think it will avoid forest fires? You think it will avoid a culture of not existing? You think it will avoid the death of the animals which we see? What do you think it will avoid? Nothing, nothing. It is not an adaptation. It is an emergency measure. Maybe we can take it obviously necessary. That people don't suffocate, we agree. But it is not an adaptation to climate change.
The human toll is growing.
Hit pause. We'll go back to this newscast in a minute. Guys, I sent you a whistleblower, and they admit Gates is doing this and Google's doing it, bombing everybody with ticks. You see the boxes drop, people go show it, the baby ticks all come out. That's not normal. They're doing it. They're loading it with alpha-gal syndrome. The CIA has classified it in the past. They are hitting you with Lyme's disease, weaponized syphilis called Lyme's disease, Plum Island off New York. That was decades ago. They're the ones killing the wildlife. They're this latest case releasing deer ticks to infect the ticks with God knows what. I mean, to infect the ticks that are then infecting the deer. They're the ones killing us. They're the ones geoengineering. They're the ones chemtrailing, and the soil's all full of aluminum and can't grow stuff. They're the ones doing all this. We'll get to in a moment, but here's the newscast I mentioned.
Flights across.
Go back to the newscast on the heat wave, please. The Crowder clip. Thank you.
The human toll is growing. Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu saying that 40 people, many of them young, had drowned over the past 5 days.
It's just another example of how Paris is just not equipped to deal with these kind of heat waves. To give you some context, only one in four French households has access to air conditioning.
The heat wave, as far as the average across France, 29.8 degrees Celsius. That's 85.
What?
Fahrenheit. That's 85 degrees. Like, yeah.
Scorching.
Yeah, and that's during the daytime. At night, it's 70. That's a humidor. That's perfect.
70? That's that's lower than what I set my AC to at night.
Yeah, exactly. If I set it lower than 70, it'll be like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's still there.
If you look at the...
But it's up to 40, which is over 100, and they're in high-rises, so they get even hotter. That's the issue. I know they're joking, but imagine being here in Texas where routinely gets up to 106, 107 with humidity. Arizona, routinely 120. Humans control their environment. Air conditioning doesn't hurt anything. It's what we do. You need to fight to keep it. The globalists will take anything they can take from you. That's their pleasure, that they have giant yachts, they have private jets, they have great air conditioning, they have great medicine, they get access to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine day one. They knew what to do. They want to keep it from you and got caught paying $2 billion+ to the big pharma companies, to the pharmacy stores, CVS and Walgreens alone, $2.2 billion, to not give you all the things that were good treatments and cures you. It's about control. It's about social engineering. $53,000 to put somebody on a ventilator and not give them the right medicine, no matter where you are in the world, by big pharma to kill you. This is all about life and death, all about playing God. Now, when we come back, I've got the Tick Report, and you don't have to just believe this whistleblower. They admit that Bill Gates is releasing ticks that carry pathogens that cure the cows. It's a vaccine through the tick. Oh, yeah. While he puts on symposiums about infecting the Lone Star tick with alpha gal so that you can't eat red meat. He says he wants to depopulate you. He says there's too many people, but then he wants you to take all these shots because he loves you. It turns out the shots kill you. Big surprise. And I know I didn't talk about Palantir there. I talked about Bill Gates. I'm covering up for Palantir. No, I'm not. But talk about China doing bad things. Doesn't cover up for Israel. We cover all the Israel stuff, too. There's lots of predatory forces. You need to be aware of all of it. And Google's releasing 62 million mosquitoes on us right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon Fentanyl the Dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.